21's at Thamesmead Wednesday night. Will you be looking to use any first teamers in that? You've got the option of using up to three.
Probably not, because you know the plan was to use them all tonight. And then we train Thursday. With that in mind, you know, Gary's got his squad sorted, so I'm not going to, you know, time we finish here tonight and stuff. I'm not going to change it tomorrow morning for him. I'll let the 21s go and have a, you know, have their game. And I'll have people not play at the weekend.
Ricky Evans has gone back to Burnham Ramblers. Did that come about through being surplus to requirements in terms of the new additions, or was he not part of the future?
No, he was. He hasn't been himself, Rick, to be honest. You know, he hasn't played, he hasn't reached the levels he did for me at Burnham. He rang me Saturday morning, just said he wasn't enjoying it. He wasn't enjoying training, and that's not Rick. He loves his football. So I said to him, well, there's no point you being here. You know, there's no point having someone here who doesn't want to be here. And I'll be honest with you, he went to watch Cray Burnham the other Sunday, and I knew then that he'd go back. He just wasn't himself. So you know, wish him all the best. Wish, you know, good luck. No hard feelings. Let him go. Didn't ask for a 7-day. You know, just he doesn't want a beer. Just go. And you know, another one. Adam Brotherton's left because of he started up his own business, and then, you know, he got injured in the half-time warm-up on Saturday, and he said, I can't afford to be out injured because I lose, you know, my job, which is fair enough. So again, no hard feelings. Wish him all the best.
And finally for me, Great Wakering, right down there at the foot of the table, or just above Burnham, on Saturday away from home. Obviously it brings back memories for you, but the big thing for Saturday is a big response surely needed from your players.
We need everyone needs to be there Thursday. You know, and we need to battle and have the stuff that we've had up until tonight, working hard for one another. Because Wakering is fighting for their lives, and you know, they rested players last night, and it'll be a difficult game. Always is there, you know. Be nice to go back. Hopefully, last time I went there as manager, we won 2-0. Hopefully, I can get the same result. You know, but we'll need to definitely play for longer than 15 minutes and play a lot better than we did tonight. That's for sure.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Covered a lot there. I was going to ask you, obviously you brought three in before Saturday. Is that it now? But from what you've said, that's probably not then.
No.
And your squad is what must come.
Hope so. Yeah. You know, we need to improve in certain areas. The strength in depth has got to be there. As I said, Frankie's done very well tonight. But you know, he's got 20, 21. Is he going to be able to play 40, 50 games a season?
Yeah.
No. So you know, we need that. You know, we need cover in certain positions. You know, Goody's not here tonight because I'll give him a rest. Liam suspended. Fitz is injured. So defensively, we're a little bit light on the ground. Mm. So you know, that's one area I'm definitely looking to cover, to bring someone in.
Was this a competition that you were hoping to go far in then? Or was it just sort of, I mean, because...
In the competitions we're left in, it would have been bottom of our list. But this competition to me was a chance to, you know, it's a midweek competition. You know, it's a chance for people who might not have been playing in the league, in the trophy, to get games. You know, try different things, and those players have shot themselves in the foot. I've given them, you know, the audience and the opportunity to play tonight, and they haven't taken it. So, you know, they've got themselves to blame. You know, but I'm saying I should have changed it. I should have stuck with our best 11. Yeah. You know, if we get beat Saturday, you should have played them all Tuesday.
Yeah.
If we win Saturday and tonight, no, be forgotten.
Mm. Obviously, people will look at where Wakering are on a table and look at how they perform their result on yesterday, and probably think that, you know, it's going to be maybe a bit of a cakewalk for you, but are you going to
I've got friends there, they will not want to get beat by us. You know, it won't, you know. I know Trent's a manager, I played with him at Wakerin. They will not want to get beat by us. And you know, I've spoken to a number of people on the committee, people go and watch them, and you know, said they're like a goal away. You know, they're playing, not getting the results. A little bit like us, maybe earlier on in the season. They're just not getting the results, and they need that little bit of luck. Hopefully, they don't get it against us. You know, and it's, you know, at my old club, I had great playing time there, loved it. You know, still got friends there. Don't want them to struggle, but I want them to lose Saturday for obvious reasons. You know, and it would be nice to go back, see everyone. We'll be enemies for 90 odd minutes, but then in the bar we'll be all mates and have a drink, and hopefully I'll be celebrating 3 points.
Okay, lovely. That'll do me.
Cheers, mate.